Tell me about this. Our government approach to you, did they not trust you because of, I don't want to say the sins of your grandfather, but I mean, he did form the Communist Party. So how did that affect you?
Well, my whole family, anyone related to my father in that lineage, was kind of suspect by the government, especially during the Nixon administration when the Cold War was at its height. And in fact, we were monitored very carefully. The mail was open, phone calls were tapped. And of course, that led me into, unfortunately, what became the Montauk Project from 1970 to 1983, which was about mind control programming, genetic manipulation, and other various electromagnetic experiments.
Okay, Swerdl, let's talk a little bit more about your specific background, beyond just what I read.
Well, during that time, 1970 to 1983, I was used at the Montauk Project, which was located at the very east end of Long Island, where there is a lighthouse built by George Washington back in 1799. And during that time, a vast underground base was built, especially enhanced and widened subsequently before World War II and during World War II. And it was really, I have to go back to the Roswell incident back in 1947, which I talked about last time I was on your show.
Right.
And that was really a staged event in order to let the public know that there was indeed an alien presence on the Earth. And in order to gain control of a vast amount of people, billions of people being controlled by just a few hundred thousand people, the very best way to do that is through mind control and programming, because weapons and armies really aren't enough against such a large population.
Mind control, whenever I hear that, I think a Manchurian Candidate, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course. And that movie, again, was about letting the public know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
And even recently, with movies like The Bourne Supremacy, they're letting people know what's going on out there with the mind control and programming.
Moving along to 13 Cube, the case studies in mind control and programming. Tell me about the research that went into it first.
That was very, very extensive. And, you know, I've spent years and years working on myself. And then in my work, when I, as a medical intuitive, and I would look at a person's energy field and I would see implants in the body, I would see that there were mind patterns that were artificial, not really natural to that particular person. And as we would work with that person, I developed techniques that would help the person deprogram from these thoughts that were artificially overlaid in their brainwaves.
Why do we hear stories, Stuart, of, for example, Sirhan Sirhan, people saying, no, it was mind control. He doesn't know that he did what he did. Maybe he didn't even do what he did. That's what they say. Why does that keep coming up?
Oh, yes. Sirhan Sirhan was a very famous case in mind control. In fact, he even discussed to the authorities how he was programmed to stare into a mirror and look into the reflection of his own eyes, and then the programming and voices would come into his head and tell him instructions of what he was supposed to be doing.
Who programmed him?
Well, all of the programming, and I know that some of this information is contrary to what a lot of your listeners have learned and believed over the years, but it's really the New World Order or the One World Government, Illuminati, whomever you wish to call them, they are the ones that program the Earth and the people on it. And yes, it does have to do with alien technology. However, it is the actual government itself that has programmed these people for decades now.
Now, when you say programmed, is it truly programming like we think of computer programming, or is it hypnotism?
Well, that's a big difference, because I have to go back to World War II, because it was really the Nazi scientists in the concentration camps that did the preliminary research in modern times about how to fracture a person's personality in order to make subpersonalities that can be altered or arranged in a way where functions can be embedded in the mind pattern to be fulfilled. And they discovered that the most you can fracture a person, a personality, it becomes a figure or a cube in the mind that's 13 by 13 by 13, hence the name 13 cubed, which means there's 2,197 possible compartments or alters within a single personality that can be programmed into subpersonalities or partial personalities, and each one of those could have a separate function.
Okay, now, the fact that they were working on people, why didn't they just hire a hitman and go out and do whatever they needed to do? Why mind control these people?
Well, here again, when you look at the vast population of the Earth, billions of people, now we're up to 6.6 billion people, and you are a small, relatively small group in comparison of even a couple of hundred thousand people that want to control the rest of the population.
Right.
You know, there aren't enough hitmen in the world to do that. And plus, the Illuminati or the powers, the power brokers, as you call them, they didn't spend centuries and millennia creating a large slave population in order to then destroy it. I mean, they spent a lot of time and effort to create these billions of little robots out there that can be controlled into a society that fits into their agenda.
What are some of the techniques they're using to program people, and are they trying to do it en masse?
Yes. Well, as I mentioned in my website and in my books, the entire population of the planet at this point is mind controlled to some degree or another. That's all 6.6 billion. These days, and in the last 10 to 15 years, they have been able, through satellite transmission alone, to tap into the brain waves of humanity and piggyback mind control waves on the brain waves, the sine waves that emanate from your brain, so that the thought patterns that they are imposing or imprinting on your mind, you feel might be your own thoughts. You don't realize it's coming from externally to you. In the previous decades, they actually would have mind control programming sessions, especially that started in the late 40s and early 50s when that was brought to North America. And they would actually have a person fragmented through trauma so that the personality would be fragmented, and then they could program the person. This is why, and since World War II, there's been such a high percentage of premature births or cesarean births in North America, because that is a trauma to the fetus before it's even born, so that it comes out fractured. And the programming can begin almost immediately.